here today. If you have your Bibles, you can go to Mark 1:35. Read it one verse there, and then Psalm 5. Mark 1:35. The title of the teaching today would be Early in the Morning. Early morning, amen? And there it is, Mark 1:35. I'm going to read it here. And then we'll go to word and prayer after that. It says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day," notice it says a great while before day, "he went out and departed into a solitary place." Notice he went out. Notice he departed. And then it was a solitary place. And there, prayed. Amen? Again, "And in the morning," this is about Jesus, "rising up a great while early before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful this morning that we have set this time aside, Lord God, to meet together, Father, for these two portions of services we'll be having today. We are in anticipation of it, Lord. We're in expectation, Father, for you to continue to unfold your word to us that has been once revealed to us, but that can continue to be revealed and to some can be revealed afresh. I ask, Father, that you would make these words of life come with power and authority, Father, that we may prepare our hearts this way, that we can have your word be taught freely, be preached freely, Lord, and be received freely. I pray for this Sunday school morning, Father, for the students downstairs and for us, Lord, as we glean from your scriptures a portion of bread, Father, for our walk this morning. I pray that you would help us throughout the services today and that you would make something new today, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I had prepared something that was more of an admonition, more of a words of correction, right, unto ourselves. But this morning at 4 in the morning, I was woken up and had my morning walk. And the Lord, this is something that I knew I had to bring. It was just a teaching on rising early in the morning in the Lord, waking up early, seeking the Lord. And today was the day, surprisingly. I was not anticipating it as such. I just knew I had that thought written down. It was early morning is what I had just written down. But this morning, I had to put my other notes aside, and this is what opened up to me. You know, I really can't bring whatever you want. At least I can't. That's just how it works. It's like a musician, right? Sometimes you can't just tell them, sing me a song. You know, you got to get in the inspiration of it. And at least that's how it works for me. So on Psalm 5, it's a song, but it's those first three verses. We're going to read them. Psalm 5. The rest are scriptures that I'll just show on the screen here. So if you do want to have that handy, Psalm 5, it will be as an anchor verse here for the teaching. Verse 1 says, "Give ear to my words." So these are going to be your words. This is going to be your petition, your prayers, right? "O Lord, consider my meditation." Notice how in every verse it talks about your words and it exalts the Lord. It says, "Lord." It brings up, you know, I think it typifies our relationship perfectly, especially in the morning. This is called the morning chapter, right? Chapter 5. "Hearken unto the voice of my cry. My King," that's his position, "and my God, for unto thee will I pray." Now look at this, "my voice," not your cousins now, "my voice shalt thou hear in the morning." How many mornings are there that he doesn't hear your voice? He doesn't hear my voice. You know, and I've never had a morning that I have arisen early and I have repented of that. I have many days where I don't wake up early and I click the snooze button and I have repented. Right, in the natural, but I'm also talking about waking up in the Lord. Right, you can get up and go do all kinds of things, but I'm talking about having your morning regimen, whatever it is, right, your morning success. I don't know how it is for you, for some and here, but for me in the mornings, I had to wake up in the morning and I had to, there's about 10 things I had to overcome, or if not more, before I could even be in my right, you know, position, in my right flow, right, of things where, you know, I can be sensitive to the things of the Lord, where I can be guided by the kingdom above instead of just, you know, naturally trying to go about the day and do what needs to be done. And for me, is I had to overcome health issues in the morning. I had to overcome just drowsiness. And the older we gotten, I had to overcome just, you know, energy level, right? Getting up and being up. I don't drink coffee, but I know some of you at least had to have your coffee. It's hard to be around you when you're down, but I know for me, I had to have my coffee, and I had to have my morning time with the Lord, right? But I do drink something else. I had to be like, I don't know, water, milk, something, tea, or something, right? Before. But you know what I mean? You had to go through your morning victory, right? Whatever it takes. But see, you can't really compare those mornings when you're up and you kind of 10 against 0 against the devil, right? Where you just really are already having the victory. But boy, when you're already woken up and it's time gone by and you wake up the opposite, you're like 10 against you and 0 points, you know, that you have for of your edification, of your health, of your being in the right mind, clothed in the right mind, and being ready for the battle ahead. So again, the topic being in the morning here, verse 3, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. And I love that song, right? It's from Maranatha, I believe. It's called Psalm 5. And it's literally just these words. And it is out of the King James Version, and it's verbatim the same. Like, it don't change nothing. And it just repeats, I believe, 2 times or so. But it's exactly what you're hearing here. It's a beautiful song. It's totally on my heart here. And then I'll share another song that was in my heart related to waking up in the morning. It reminds me of the story that Brother Branham taught on the slave. And I relate a lot to this. I'll explain why on the slave that when his time was due, and that sunrise that was going to come up, that was going to symbolize his last day of servitude, and the morning when he gets up and he gets to see that sun, which means he is now a free man. And Brother Branham taught that it wasn't even going to be like a minute or half difference between the top of the hill and the bottom before that sun, you would see the sun anyway. But how he would earnestly, at midnight, he prevented himself, meaning he actually went ahead and climbed up that mountain just to be the first and just to get that first glimpse of his freedom. You know, we get an opportunity to do that every morning, actually. See, the sun comes up every day, right? And for me, Jubilee means a lot because, you know, Jubilee representing 50 or representing, and the Spanish word retirement is actually Jubilee. That's how you say Jubilee. Are you in Jubilee now? And see, precisely the weekend of the 50th year of the appearance of the cloud was when this message came across to me, as in when I went to a first church service. It was a special meeting in Tucson. And it was the very first time that I got to hear the message of freedom. And by God's grace, I received that revelation, and ever since, it's been my Jubilee. You see, some people may think it's a coincidence, but for me, it wasn't. You know, that was my 50th, that was my Jubilee, that was my time of receiving, you know, God's Bible message to me. So, it's a special thing here, and go tell, Brother Branham tells the story here. It says, you know, those slaves were so excited and under such anticipation. That's the key word about waking up early in the morning. There's an anticipation when you're seeking the Lord, waiting for the hour that they would be free, until they tell me they gathered all at the bottom of a hill, mothers and little children all gathered, and some of the old. And they climbed up to the top of the hill around midnight. They knowed when the day break that and the sun come up that they would be free. And it would take over one half or of a minute of the, it says, to the shine, it says, to shine the sun from the top of the hill. But some of them was up on the top of the hill watching. Oh, when the sun rises, we are free, right? That was the S-U-N. But when the S-O-N rises one of these days, and when the S-O-N rose some 1900 years ago, he broke every slave belt. He set every captive free and healed every sickness and gave freedom to those who are in bondage of every type. How we ought to climb and watch. When this message came across my path, I was dealing with sickness of death. I was dealing with strong habits, addictions that the denominations cannot break. So when this message came across and set me free, when it gave me the revelation that I can go free, indeed, not of an emotion, but a message of authority, words of life. To me, it did this. It was like this in type. And see, it says how we ought to climb that and watch. And I was reminded that, like I said, I've never had a morning where I've sought the Lord early in the morning and where I've had issues where I haven't been able to break through. It's getting up. Now, this could be daily. It could represent also, you know, when you have to go through a breakthrough in a season in life. But generally speaking, those days in which we, you know, sometimes there's a mechanic in the dynamic. But sometimes we got to start in the mechanics. You don't always wake up already on fire for everything, right? You know, meditating on the seven seals and on everything that's been revealed on your life. But when you wake up yourself and you go through the motions of getting up and presenting yourself, that's why it says I will wait, you know, in the mornings and I will present myself. I'll show a photo that I took early this morning of the dew of still being on the roses. And it's just, you see, one of the things I learned about that is that dew that was still on the rose, you know how it says his mercies are new every morning? See, the dew that's on those roses, it's going to be another one tomorrow. It's not going to be the same one that was right there this morning, given that loving kindness, even that mercy that it needed. And see, I think that just was a type to me that says is, how many dews on the roses have you missed in your walk, right? Where you could have made another decision in that day just by, you know, making that having your early morning time, right, with the Lord. For me, I know it takes a lot, right, to clear everything off. It's almost like, you know, you can have a good night and everything, but I realize I still have to get up. I still have to wash my body. I still have to do the things that help my health. I still have to do the things that clear the mind just to be ready. You still have to recognize how many thoughts or dreams you had in the night that are not even true, and you have to get them off and clear them off. I mean, how many times have you been like 10 o'clock in the morning? You're like, oh, wait a minute. That was a dream. You just had like an untold notion of you had to go do something. And you know how those dreams that you were going to go to do something, going to go to the bank, and there was all these obstacles. And then you wake up and you're still thinking, what am I going to do? Oh, wait a minute. That was just a dream. Yeah. So the idea of all this is there's much that has to be cleared. And if you just go on autopilot in the morning, where you just wake up and you just let everything happen to you, it's like I said, it's either you wake up in the morning and you already won the day, or the day is having a hold of you. That's how it is for me, right? And I read many stories here, so today being a short Sunday school lesson, we're not going to go over in the scriptures, but I read instances where all these Bible characters had their times, where it literally says they arose early in the morning, and they arose early in the morning. And when there was something that was going to change in their life or something significant. It happened to Abraham, it happened to Jacob, I'm sure many others. This was just a simple search that I did by the words early in the morning. And this is what happened is Jacob rose early in the morning when he had decisiveness to make. Moses related to the tablets. Joshua, Samuel, when he was going to go meet Saul and others. David as well. We had Job. In that verse, he talks about the fear of the Lord in a very interesting way, but it talks about rising in the morning. Even King Darius, actually, when it says he rose very early in the morning to go see, he couldn't sleep that night to go see how Daniel was in the lion's den. He said, well with you? Was your Lord able to deliver you? He says, oh, King, live forever. Yes, he is. The Lord is able to deliver, and he did. He shut the mouth of the lions. Amen. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and the others that went out early in the morning. Of course, Jesus, we know many times he set aside time, went off to a solitary place, often in the early in the morning where it was still dark, it says in other places. And even Peter here as an example. You know, I was stimulated about this because I heard about how the 6th messenger, I heard about how Wesley, he would wake up at 4 in the morning. He had a regiment. And by 10 o'clock already, I don't know how many sermons he had preached. And all the, he was a Methodist, right? So he would wake up really early in the morning. And he would have so much done by the morning. He was taught by her mom, right? Right. And there was just so much that he had. And, you know, I know for me I used to do that more often. And I'm asking the Lord to help me do it more. Because I used to get up really early. I mean, I'm talking about 3 in the morning, consistently 4, 5 was very late. In Arizona, the sun goes up a little sooner, and there's less trees, and then the horizon. And I've even seen the sun rays coming down between New Mexico and on a June 2020, I think it was, right around the summer solstice. It was like 4:15 in the morning. You can already start seeing because there's just nothing. It's just like horizon everywhere you look in the freeway. And is there something about it? It was easier for me to wake up earlier. But here in Georgia, you guys have a lot of melatonin or something in there because I struggle getting up early in the morning. I don't know what it is. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, they come here, they say, they get up and then they say, what? It's already 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock? Well, you got up at 10 at 9, you know? So yeah, it's, you know, they get all twisted with the time and everything, but you know, it's just a little bit more cloudy days, a little bit more sleepiness, and I struggle more. I do. Maybe also I'm getting older, but I know that it would be 3, 4, 5 in the morning consistently. And I'll tell you, by the time it was 7 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock, I had already done, you know, most of my work at work. I had done already most of my administration things. And then I would have my word. I was reading my Bible journal. And this morning, and I'm looking at it, and I'm just flipping. It's like real thick, and I'm flipping through all the pages, and I wrote down a scripture every day that meant a lot to me. And I was just counting. I was gonna ask my daughter to count like how many pages it had, and just to get an idea about how many scriptures I wrote down just day by day. Only one scripture for that day. You know, give us this day our daily bread. But that scripture, I read each one of those. I can just flip to it, and I know exactly what it means. Because you're reading until you get the one that it's a spoken word to you. Right. And you write that, and that means everything to you. You it's revealed to you. You know what it means. And just having it, and I'm thinking, man, you know, it's like, I know sometimes we kind of look down on the mechanics, you know, because you got the dynamics. But, boy, just, you know, you still got to do those things. We still got to freshen up. And sometimes, I know for me, when moves and schedules and changes and differences and even a house setup, everything you have, you lose those little good habits you used to have, right? When you used to get up and put your thing here and get up and you would get out the door before you even go do this. And so I'm looking forward to it. I've been believing for and it's happened, but I've been believing for a more consistent, you know, time in the morning where I can just have my victory in the morning. Have my victory time even before the day and the hustles and bustles. That way, no matter what happens in the day in the natural, yeah, at least you did one right thing. At least you have, you know, you got your breakthrough in the morning. In Isaiah 54, a very strong verse. I was trying to understand who is this writing, who's the one that spoke these words. Let's read it first. Isaiah 54, it says, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary." This is to everybody now. "He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned." And I was trying to understand, who is this Isaiah speaking, or who's speaking, like in what person is this being written of? And you read the chapters before and such, and it's written as in a generic Israel, or the servant, they call it. The servant is written from the servant mentality, or the believer, right? But just think about that, is that the Lord gives us exactly what we need in morning by morning. And sometimes we get that strength for that day. You know, the more we see of this life, the more you realize that it is truly one day at a time. It is truly give us this day our daily bread. You know, it is truly like the manna, right? That it would be enough for that day. And then, you know, sometimes you had to get a new one the next day. Right? Psalm 92, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness," that's also a word for mercy, "in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night." Basically, you get up in the morning and you seek those new mercies that you're going to need for that day. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you say, "Thank you, Lord, for you are faithful." God's always faithful, and thank him for that faithfulness. See, in Lamentations, it says the similar, right? "It is of the Lord's mercy." So that's the mercy, compassion, is that, and loving kindness, that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new. So they could be mercies or compassions are every morning. And then it says that great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Yeah. See, that song, "I come to the garden alone," right? "While the dew is still on the roses." See, by the time you wake up at 10, at least in Arizona, I tell you, you wake up at 7, there's no more dew. Sometimes there's no dew at 4 either. There's just no dew. But I tell you, you got to have, it's just that timing of thing, right? There's just the refreshing of the morning. And it says, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. That's when that personal revelation. These are the flower roses I found on my area of town, but in the middle land where we go walk. And these are taken this morning. I don't know if you could tell there, but there's dew. There's dew in the morning. And, you know, it's like it says, none other has ever known, right? Sometimes what the Lord reveals to you in those breaking hours of the morning, they're just so tender. Have you ever read a scripture in the morning and it just opens up? And then, like, if you go try to read in the middle of the day and all that, it wouldn't be the same.
That's right.
Right? It's just like cooking, right? Sometimes they say, add this ingredient, but if you want to do it before or like making Kool-Aid or something like that, if you try to add the sugar after you add all the ice, I remember being a little kid, I'll add more and more and more and more. It won't taste sweet. You have a lot of sugar in your tummy. Run around. But yeah, mommy used to say, don't do that. Don't do that. You gotta put it while it's normal temperature or even hot, better. It made me wonder why he would heat up my Kool-Aid. She would heat up literally the water and then add the sugar. And I'm like, what? And then he says, now you cool it with ice. There's just a timing for things. There's a lot that I miss every day. And there's a lot that I struggle sometimes in the health and in just, you know, being able to, I mean, you might be asked something of that day, that if you just didn't have your refreshing, you're not going to be in that position to give the right. The best choice. True. Right? And again, I'm not just saying like from a systematic or mechanical thing, but I'm just saying in the morning, whatever time you wake up, or some of you work night shifts or such, but the idea is, you know, when you start your day, for me, I notice the longer it takes, I have to take longer now to really break through every morning, and then you have that victory for that day. Here it says, I prevented or anticipated the dawning of the morning and cried, and I hoped on thy word, in thy word. But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee, means we'll go before thee. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. See, that's what happens. You can get all that in the morning, or in your start with the Lord in the day. For I lift up my soul unto thee. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice. See, we can live a life that's glad, but then it says, and be glad all our days. But we forget that it says it us early in the morning. It says satisfy us early. And that's the thing, is a lot of times we don't have our morning portion where we just go about dry. And it says, this is Proverbs 31, we know, she riseth us the virtuous woman. She rises also while it is yet night. Help us, Lord, right? And give us meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. There's so things, you know, there's nothing like just living in the kingdom of God in that day, right? Where literally it's the kingdom of God flowing in you. Its decisions are easy. The decisions for the Lord, you already have God's mind on the matter. You've had his strength, his anointing, his healing. Versus when you're trying to make it happen without that morning victory. Isaiah 33 says, Lord, be gracious unto us, and we have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning. Now, that word arm, it means be thou their strength, the prophet saying here. Be thou their strength every morning. And that spoke a lot to me, because I had a first 5 years in my walk, I had a debilitating infirmity that it was just sucking the life of me for that day. So, but what God gave me after 5 years, my healing, it was a process. It was not like a healing miracle. He gave me a revelation that I can get up in the morning and I can fight with God's word and I can have the strength for that day. And that was enough for me. I can actually, and that's daily. He has promised me that, and I haven't seen it fail. Where it does fail is when I miss that morning prayer portion of the promise, right? Where God's grace is sometimes I've literally even done this in the middle of the day. Sometimes when I'm struggling, I've taken a nap and I've just restarted again, because for me it's like it matters a lot how my day starts, how it goes, and I can't just wake up and go about the things. I gotta wake up and I have to fight, basically. And I'll show you in Psalm 101. You can read it for yourself. Psalm 101. It shows how you had to have a battle yourself against all the evil, and how you had to overcome it in the morning before you even go about. Oh, Lord, be gracious unto us. And as it says, we have waited for thee. Be thou their arm, be their strength every morning. Our salvation also is in our salvation in a time of trouble. See, in Psalm 101, it says, that's the one I was talking about. It says, I will walk within, you know, my uprightness and within my integrity of my own heart. And it says, I will not set any evil thing before my eyes. It is a psalm of warfare, where you are warring. The Lord gave me that entire psalm. I remember, like, just reading. I think it's 8 verses, but they're very strong words. It says, I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. See, you had to go in. You had to kill all the influences. You had to kill all the negative thoughts, all the negative feelings, all the negative anointings, everything that wants to battle you that day. So that you can have, you have to clear out the land before you go out. And 101 verse 8. And Proverbs 4:18 says, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. See, if you wake up at noon, in a sunny day, yesterday was very sunny. Did anybody in your area of town? It was very sunny, like bright. And if somebody wakes up at 12 and you just go looks at the sun, you can't even see the sun. It's just too sharp. When the day is perfect, you know, when it says, in noonday. But to see, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more. One of the things I learned is I would ask the people that work, you know, out in the summer. I've been outdoor working much as well. And what you learn is when you wake up with the sun, it's different. My cousin says, if it's 10 o'clock and then they call me to go to work, because he works out on the roofs, you know, you got no sunshade on the roof. He says, in a July in Arizona, he says, oh, man, he says, I would rather work 2 days or more. Get up in the morning, you know, you wake up with the sun, and by the time the sun comes, you know, it's like you gotten along. It's little by little, right? You got up with, in other words, he beat the day before it beats him. In the natural with the sunlight. This is also a type of that. It says the path of the justice is a shining light that shineth more and more and more until the day is perfect, right? It's light. And we just end with this here. It's that song that says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. My King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. God bless you, saints, and may the Lord help us to meet with him every morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.